Leadership in the House criticized Utah's current midterm vacancies law as being vague, while the Utah Senate passed an overhaul bill, SB 252, in 2017. The House failed to decide on it before the session ended.
We hadn't had the issue of a midterm vacancy in the U.S. House since 1929, so it might have been lost on us how urgent that last day was when we weren't able to come to an agreement.
That was Speaker Hughes of the Utah House. He, along with other leading officials, worried that by not calling a special legislative session to address congressional vacancies, the governor is undermining Utah's separation of powers.
We have important powers and duties that we should be exercising, and I don't think, without calling us into special session, the special election process you see right now is one that is comporting with our checks and balances.
Minority Leader Brian King agrees.
I think our feeling as legislators was pretty strongly felt and pretty equal across party lines that we're just defending the turf of the legislature on this issue more than anything else.
Despite the possibility of more radical candidates being selected to replace Chaffetz, King says process is more important.
This kind of worst-case scenario, as some people envision, in terms of, oh, the legislature got together and just gave the power to the parties, the caucuses, to choose who the candidates were going to be. But I guess my feeling about that is, look, that's the way the system works. That's what the process calls for under certain circumstances. And that is, the legislature gets together, makes decisions about these things, and if people don't like it, we vote them out of office.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock.